Welcome back to Indie Music Diaries with me, Lockie. I'm an independent artist based here on the Central Coast of New South Wales, Australia. And this is my podcast where I chat all things music and life and all sorts of fun things. And we are here for another episode. And this is the beginning of, I guess you could call it a new era for Indie Music Diaries. For the first, 38 episodes or whatever it's been, it's sort of been a mix of having guests on. Actually, it's been predominantly guests and then sort of like solo episodes here and there. I've been doing the solo episodes quite a bit lately, actually. And moving forward, we're going to try and take more of a direction of doing solo episodes. The guest episodes have been so much fun, and it's been so great talking to such a variety of artists about, like, you know, sort of their opinions on various topics. You know, there's been so many great conversations that I've had. But I just feel like moving forward, and actually, because again, I mean, with Indie Music Diaries, I do say it a lot. It's almost like a little bit of like a diary entry for me, which is kind of cool. So with this, it's going to be more like that, where it's more sort of orientated to sort of just more personal, just things regarding sort of me and my career and sort of how I'm my sort of trajectory moving forward. And, you know, there will be, it's like some guests, you know, coming on here and there, probably just not like for the past few months, it's sort of been like fortnightly, like where it's just sort of been, you know, every other week there's been a guest on. So we're going to see how this goes. I do appreciate you guys listening and checking out the podcast and, you know, sticking with me through it as well. And that's the thing. Like I changed my Instagram bio the other day, and I mean, it sounds super corny, but like I totally did not intend it to be corny, but like, what did I change it to? Like, in it for the long run, which is sort of just like a reminder to myself to everything that you do, remember to be patient and to remember that there's a long there's a process to everything, and you have to have that perspective, even if it's, you know, all those little steps that you make along the way, you know, it's all about the grand scheme of things. How does it play into the grand scheme of things? And, you know, I've been thinking about that a lot, not just in music and my own sort of like artist, you know, sort of career, but life in general, like a lot of things. I'm sort of taking that mantra, and it really, really helps me when I sort of get in that sort of mindset. So yeah, man, we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep on rolling on. So a couple of things that have happened in the past few days that are kind of fun. I did an acoustic version of my song Bedroom Disco, which was very fun. That was like a cool like loop pedal version. And then I put up a cover of Male Fantasy by Billie Eilish, which this Billie Eilish album, and actually that reminds me, like with a lot of these solo episodes, it's going to be much more of a variety of content. So it's not just going to be me just like sitting here spilling my guts and thoughts to you. It's going to be stuff like, you know, actually I did one a few weeks back where I reviewed John Mayer's new album. There'll be a little bit of that, sort of talking about pieces of art that really inspired me, whether that is an album or even just like a specific song or even like a film. I think all that will sort of, you know, it all sort of ties into and affects me as a person and an artist. But yeah, that Billie Eilish album, really, really amazing album. And that song just really stood out to me. And it was one of the most enjoyable covers I've ever done. So if you want to check that out, you can jump into the links of this podcast description if you want to check it out. I do appreciate it. But yeah, man, it's we're in what feels like week, I don't know, it's been over 10 weeks now, surely, of lockdown here in New South Wales, Australia. And we are slowly but surely coming out of it the other side. So can't wait to get back to live music, man, and just and get gigging again. Like before, like pre-pandemic, gigging wasn't necessarily like a priority, like in terms of my own gigs, wasn't necessarily like the biggest thing I was thinking about. I was like, I sort of want to focus on recording and, you know, doing the social media side of things and all that side of things. But now having been like everyone's deprived of it and being deprived of it, it's like, man, no, I do miss it so much. So I am so keen to get back into gigs, whether that is solo or getting the full band involved. I'm so keen to get back on stage, man. So hopefully we get some gigs maybe before the end of the year. That would be exciting. But I mean, apart from that, I have been just smashing out the home demos, which has been good, right? Because it's something that actually I put up a tweet about it the other day. How I've got like, wait, did I? I can't remember now. But anyway, I've got all these like a collection of. I'm in a good place now where I've got a really solid collection of songs of original music that I'm really am quite happy with, and I am sort of in this weird limbo space where I need to get everything recorded, but it's tricky to know what to do first and sort of how to record it. And I'm sort of lacking a bit of that, I guess the role of the producer is just to sort of provide some sort of creative guidance. But I guess that's the whole point. Like you said, that's why you go to go to them and to for them to help you out through that recording process. So, but anyway, it's been a lot of like sort of just slogging out the demos, which is good fun. But we are getting there with the demos. So I'm hoping to sort of maybe drop at least one or two singles before the end of the year. Probably just one, and then sort of line up like a nice sort of strong sort of schedule of music throughout 2022 and beyond as well. So exciting times, but I mean, that's what it's looking like at the moment. So that's me being super transparent. Like there's nothing necessarily planned or, you know, locked in schedule as of yet. And obviously the pandemic has sort of thrown things up a bit, put things on pause for a little bit, but you know, we're getting through it. And it is good. Like, I mean, a lot of people still are releasing music through this time. Like I was listening to The Moving Stills, another sort of local band from my area here on the Central Coast. They've been released a new song lately as well. So there's been some good music dropping. That's for sure. And the other night I watched, and I can't believe I didn't watch it earlier, but Bo Burnham's new Netflix special. It's called Inside, and it absolutely blew me away. And I know everyone's been talking about it. It was my brother who got me hooked on it. He's telling me I had to watch it, so I finally did, and man, absolutely amazing. So I 100% recommend. I actually might even do like a full podcast episode on that alone, because there is so much to dive into. And I mean, just to briefly cover it, like I think the reason why it is so good is because it's so top quality on so many different levels. The music, like the filming, like the videography of it, and then the like stuff like lighting, like everything, just it's a real piece of art. And the fact that it was made, like it wasn't necessarily the most polished thing, but that's what made it so good. It was so organic, it was so raw. And I've been listening, like he's got the full album, sort of, I think it's like 20 songs all up throughout the whole special. Been just like listening through on Spotify legit every single day since I've watched it. So absolutely amazing. We might be doing an episode on that soon. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, man, I mean, lately a couple issues that have sort of been, not issues, but things I've been thinking about. And this is really recent because I'm actually just trialing a new method today. So this is very fresh. But I want to talk about like organizing and scheduling your time, because this is something that I really enjoy talking about actually. And I enjoy sort of, well, I shouldn't say enjoy. I'm kind of obsessed in a bad way, like to the point where I will sit and with a spreadsheet open in front of me on my computer and just like mess around shifting times here. Stuff like, you know, when am I going to record this podcast? When am I going to do sort of admin work? When am I going to do recording a video, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, that's just my music sort of side of things alone. And then there's everything else, like a whole bunch of other projects that I do outside of just this. So it's endless. It never ends. So it's as if I'm looking, I don't know if you guys experience this, but it's as if you're looking for like the perfect sort of formula for what a week would look like. And it's just like a weekly schedule. So yeah, I'm looking for the right little windows for everything. And I always go back and change it. Like, what was I thinking? I can't do this on Monday night or blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And I don't know why I do it to myself. It's weird because I like sort of get a kick from it in a weird way. Like scheduling stuff. It makes me feel productive. And it makes, like when I sit back and look at it, I'm like, yeah, look at that. Look at this empire I've built. But, and then it's funny, like half the time and like you get to be honest with yourself sometimes. You're like, do you actually like follow through and do this stuff? So it's been very rare where there's been an actual week where I've actually followed through and followed the calendar, followed the weekly schedule. But the thing that I've been thinking about, and it's something that I'd love to hear from other people, their opinions on this as well. So if you want to join the conversation, you can find me on all the social platforms or in the YouTube comments here on the Indie Music Diaries YouTube channel. But time blocking versus to-do lists, okay? Which are two quite different things. But when it comes to organization, for me at least, I've sort of been switching back and forth between the two. Time blocking, if you don't know, is basically where you sort of have your calendar or whatever, and you block out time for all of your tasks. And some people might just do it for sort of, you know, there's just the important tasks or tasks where they've got, you know, set meetings at set times and stuff like that. But I do know of people who like time block everything, even to the like wake up, eat breakfast, you know, have a shower, do this, do that, have dinner. You know, that's a little bit pedantic, and I've tried that a little bit, and it's just way too, like, I never follow it. As much as disciplined as I try to be, it's always the hardest sort of format to follow. So for the past few weeks, I sort of have been doing the time blocking thing, and it has been working actually these last couple of weeks. But just in the past few days, it's sort of been falling apart a little bit. And I realized that it's starting to make me feel a little bit, not too structured, but a bit imprisoned in a way. The fact that I wake up and I'm like, if I don't do these tasks in this order, I'm going to feel out of whack. I'm going to feel like I failed my day. Like that's what it felt like. And a way to get around that, which I've just started trialing, as I mentioned, going back to the to-do list thing. And my relationship with to-do lists has been interesting. I don't know, you know, I'm sure a lot of you guys listening do to-do lists. And some people do both, whether to do the calendar stuff and to-do lists. But what I'm trying to do now is a lot of my tasks aren't really sort of like time orientated, right? Like obviously I do lock in the things where they have specific times, but in my calendar, but you know, stuff like, for example, recording this podcast doesn't really have to happen at a set time, as long as I basically do it before Wednesday, which is when I release it every week. So it's generally on a Tuesday because I like to do it really, really fresh. I never like to sort of back catalog weeks and weeks. I like to do it really fresh. So I'll do it the day before, release it, record it, and then release it. And that's why I got into the idea of like, why don't I just do to-do lists? It's like, it's not like I have to follow a set time for all these things. I think because in my brain I trick myself thinking, oh, well, if it's mapped out in a time, yeah, it's going to feel more, I don't know, maybe feel more satisfying, or it's going to make sure that you do follow through. But I'm going to follow through with it anyway, even if it's, you know, 10 p.m. on Tuesday night, I'm still going to record the podcast to make sure I get it done. So I reckon this is a format for maybe people who aren't necessarily the calendar type of people, whether that's structured. I think to-do lists are more for the people who are a bit more go with the flow sort of thing, right? And it makes sense to have that open. And what I've been doing, like with me, I mean, I'm looking at it now. I've got my, like, I use Apple calendars, and, you know, you can use whatever calendar sort of system you like. A lot of people I know use Google calendars, but I like to put my, I now use the all day section, which is like at the top of the sort of each day. The all day section is my to-do list. And when something's done, I just delete it, just take it off, just bang, bang, bang. And I'm finding that this is the most satisfying way. It's really, really interesting. So this is something I'm going to keep trialing moving forward, and hopefully it's a productivity system that works. And, you know, I'm talking about it now, and it might sound like a mundane thing, but I guess this is more orientated to people who, and I know a lot of you guys listening are sort of musicians doing your own thing, but like, you know, people that are running their own business sort of have to set up their own schedule working for themselves. It's a challenge, man. It's a challenge because you might think it's like, oh yeah, it's great. Like you don't have you're your own boss. You can like control your own hours. And it's like, it sounds great in theory, but there's so much responsibility that comes with that because you have to look after all these things. Like organizing when things are going to get done, man. And yeah, for me, I think the to-do lists, I mean, it's interesting because the calendar has worked a little bit, as I mentioned, but when I have missed things, it's just that it's weird. I just like get this guilt. I don't know if you guys can sort of relate if you ever have that, like when you feel like you haven't really been like particularly productive for a day, if you miss that sort of calendar task, it's like, oh no, what have I done? It's like the whole day sort of falls apart and you're like, ah, we'll just give up on the day. We'll start tomorrow. That's what I do a lot. I always like procrastinate. I was like, nah, is that all right? We'll do it properly tomorrow. I was like, I'll do it probably next week, which is a trap that's so easy to fall into. So yeah, it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, and hopefully that's brought you a little piece of sort of little morsel of advice in terms of, not advice, but just something to think about, I guess, in terms of how do you schedule out your time and how do you get things done, man? You can hit me up on any of the social media platforms. Just hit up Lockie Music and I can respond to you there. So thanks so much, guys, for listening to the podcast. And I know we're going through a bit of an interesting time with the podcast at the moment where, as I mentioned, it's a new era, it's a new phase, and I really appreciate you guys just taking the time to listen and hang out. So we'll be back next Wednesday for another solo episode, and it's going to be exciting. Like, it's sort of, I'm making it up as I go almost as along in terms of like what episode, like what I'm going to be talking about. So next week might be an album review. It could be something else entirely, whether we're talking about something like songwriting, lyric writing, social media, all that sort of stuff. So Once again, guys, thanks so much for listening to this Little Juicy podcast, and I'll chat to you guys next Monday.